Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. This very first service of the year, we are here, Lord, to bless your name. Amen. And the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Lord, we want to thank you for a new beginning and a new year. And great things are ahead, because your thoughts towards us are always for good and for peace. To give us an expected end. And that expected end will be ours throughout this year. The blessings of the Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, so we are glad to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, I thank God for an opportunity to stand in the message of the Lord. You know, and this is the greatest thing in the world, is to be, you know, tasked with the responsibility of sharing the word of God. You know, and to be a shepherd for God's people. It's a tremendous privilege, and we thank the Lord for it. This morning, amen. Breaking barriers through praise. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to break some barriers. We're going to pull down some walls. But that's all going to be done by praising the Lord. And we want to start this year off right in praising the Lord. You know, sometimes prayer, you know, we do a lot of prayer, we do all these things and so forth, which are wonderful. We must do that. We preach about that all the time, that you cannot just spend 2 minutes in prayer. You got to grind in with prayer, with God sometimes, you know. But sometimes also, you know, we need a little boost. We need something that's going to take that prayer over the hump, if you will, you know. And that's going to be praising the Lord. Amen. That's right. You know, so praise is the thing that we want to talk about today. How we are going to break barriers, pull down walls through praise. And I'm going to start here in Isaiah chapter 26. And that's what we are going to do throughout this year by the grace of God. But first, we will put the praises of the Lord ahead this year. Amen. Isaiah 26 and verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation with God appointed for walls and bulwarks. You know, we have a strong city. Do you have a strong foundation? The Lord said, behold, I lay in Zion a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth on him shall not make haste. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, we have these wonderful things that God has given us. But look at verse 2. Open ye the gates. And I must say also, pull down, you know, the barriers. Break down the walls, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he has, you know, trusted in thee. Now, trust ye in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to say the word of the Lord right off the bat to us this year is arise and shine. Amen. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine. Verse 1. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. You know, that's the promise of the Lord. You know, and there are some things that are keeping back this glory of the Lord. You know, there are some things that are keeping you hemmed in, jammed in, you know, barriers and various things like that. And we're going to pull them down through praise. Amen? Yes. Praise ye the Lord. Yes. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 44. I'm just going to read a few promises, then I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible here. And then we're going to hear the, you know, what the Lord has to say. There's a special word that I want to bring about that today. Isaiah chapter 44. And I will read from verse 23. He says, "Sing, O ye heavens." And I should say, "Sing, O ye saints." Amen. Praise God. Not only the heavens I can sing, we can sing too. Amen. Praise God. "Sing, O ye saints, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, and break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel." And he said, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer." Amen. "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." Listen to this. "That frustrated the tokens of the liars." Amen, people. The Lord frustrates the tokens of lies against your life. All the lies that the enemy has told you that, well, last year you didn't make it, and then this year you're not going to make it. The Lord will frustrate those lies. Because the Lord has done it. We're just going to enter into that which the Lord has done this year. Amen. "The Lord frustrates the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners to be mad." You know, nobody can divine your life. The Bible says, look, as the wind bloweth, where no man can see, just anywhere he wants and so forth. You know, the wind bloweth where he listeth. You know, no man knows where it's coming and going until it's gone. Then you see the effect of it. It says, "So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." See, they cannot divine your lives. They can't tell. You know, they don't know anything about it. And you should not submit. The children of God should not submit themselves to horoscopes and all these other things. Those are the works of the devil. Amen? Amen. You shouldn't submit your life to that. You know, those diviners, they are already crazy as far as God is concerned. You know. And the Bible says that God will make them mad. He turned them backwards. Even those who are wise in their own conceits, God makes their knowledge to be foolish. But the Lord also confirmed the word of his servant, and performed the counsel of his messengers. And he said to Jerusalem, or to the children of God, you know, amen. Look at this. These are the things that God does, and he does them in stages. Praise God. The first thing is, he will frustrate the lies that the enemy has told against you. And you should not listen to any of those lies. Amen. You should not listen to anyone or anybody or anything that says you can't do it. You know, because you know that through Christ you can do all things. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, here are the things that God wants to do. He is going to bring a blessing your way. But there are some things that are trying to prevent, you know, these blessings. There are some walls and some gates. Jesus talked about these gates. He said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." Hallelujah. Now that means there are gates that are always fighting against the church, trying to hem you in, trying to close you up, trying to jam you in, so that you wouldn't get on the paths of righteousness that will lead to the throne of God. The devil is always trying to keep you out of the blessings of God. But Jesus said, he will not prevail. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So this year, Jesus says yes. Nobody can say no. Amen, folks? Amen. This is the year that Jesus has said yes. And nobody can say no. And you know, we ought to praise the name of the Lord, knowing that God has already done it. That's what the Bible says. It says, "Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it." The Lord has already done it. Don't be saying the Lord is going to do it. The Lord has already done it. Amen. Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 40. Listen to verses 4 and 5. You know, these are some of the great things to expect from the Lord. And He's already done it, you know. But we just have to walk into the victory of the Lord. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill shall be brought low. Amen. And the crooked places in your life, the crooked things in your life shall be made straight. And the Lord shall make the rough places plain. Amen. Hallelujah. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Hallelujah. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That's when the Lord puts His signature right smack down on the promise. He said, I am the Lord. You know, sometimes when the Lord says something, at the end He will say, I am the Lord. And that's how He puts His signature on it. How the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 45. Just reading a few promises for you of what to expect in this new year, of all the great things that the Lord has already done that we should claim. Amen. Isaiah 45 and verse 2. I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places straight. Can I get an amen on that? I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen to what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, look, in Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16, concerning this promise, the psalmist is walking in faith. And he said, oh, that man will praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Why? Verse 16, because He has broken the gates of brass. Not He will break. You know, He has already broken the gates of brass. He has already cut down the bars of iron. He has already pulled down the barriers that are holding you back. But you must praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You must praise your way into God's blessings this year. Hallelujah. You must praise your way. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. The word of the Lord said, you know, go through the gates. Hallelujah. That means don't let no gates hold you back. Blow them down, plow them over, run through them, ride over them, get around it, do whatever it takes, but go through anyway. Amen. It will not, no gates will hold you back. Hallelujah. No barriers. All these things are barriers. Gates, bars of iron, you know, windows and all these things and so forth. You know, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free. Those who are in bondage. Why are people in bondage? You know, one time Jesus said, look, if the Son shall set you free, begin to tell them in John chapter 8. You know, say verse 32, he said, ye shall know the truth. And you shall be made free. And the people said, well, you know, what do you mean made free? We are not in bondage and so forth. And Jesus said, you know, as long as you commit sin, you are in bondage. Say, everyone that sinneth is a servant of sin. Therefore, if the Lord, the Son of God, shall set you free, you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. You know, folks, you know, the Lord has come to set us free. And we should not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. The Lord has come to break these barriers for us. You know, even He burst hell wide open. Hallelujah. Even the graves could not hold Him back. That's how great He is. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And He said, together with my dead body, hallelujah, as I live, ye shall live also. Amen. God will fulfill His every word. Amen. Now, here's how we are going to make sure that the blessings of God don't pass us by. It's by praising the Lord. Amen. That's right. You know, God has already done it. You know, so we should be shouting the victory. We should be shouting the praise of the Lord. You know, and I'm going to tell you a couple of stories here in the Bible. You see how through praise and through shouting the victory, they brought down barriers. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a story here in the book of Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. So that's Joshua chapter 6. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho. See, you know, Jericho and then Ai, you know, and he always says, look, I've given it to your hands, but you have to go and possess it. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. When the Lord has already given something into your hands, you know, you have to get up and go possess it. You know, so God is going to give him, you know, the secret here. I say, look, all the kings and the mighty men of valor and so forth, ye shall come past the city. All the men of war, round about the city, and so forth. You shall do this 6 days, you know, and so on. And it shall come to pass, you know, on the seventh day, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, ye shall hear the sound of the trumpet. All the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. Amen. That's in it, verse 5. The wall of the city shall fall down flat. My goodness. I mean, he gave that promise, point blank. And listen to it. They went in verse 20. So the people, you know, they did exactly as Joshua commanded. In fact, he said, you know, put the, you know, the priests, the ark, and the trumpeters, and all of these things. And he said, look, come past the city about, but not one word. Don't say nothing until I tell you to. And they did that. First day, they did that, you know, this for 6 days. And he said, on the seventh day, you're going to do this 7 times. But when you go, when I give the word, you're going to shout the victory. Amen. You're going to shout the victory when I give the word. You know, and so he watched for that light. Joshua, he did. He watched for that light. And when he saw that light, he said, now shout the victory. And then when they began to shout, here's what the Bible says. Verse 20. So the people shouted. When the priests, they blew the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Hello, somebody. The barriers. Because that's a place that God had already told them, go and possess it. But these people had, you know, a fortress. You know, it looked like, you know, Jericho was fortified with high walls and strong walls and everything. They couldn't go in. They tried everything, they could go in, they were barricaded. But God said, you're going in. Amen. God said, you're going in. You know, and here's how you're going to do it. You're going to shout the victory. Hallelujah. And in Psalms 47, we said, you know, praise the Lord, all you people. Clap unto the Lord. You know, clap your hands. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Can I get some practice in here? Can somebody shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph? Well, some of you are not used to shouting. So, you know, that shout isn't going to do it. You know, you're going to have to shout, you know, emphatically. You know, you have to assert yourself into the spiritual realm. You can't just take a back seat. God already promised you something, so the devil is not going to put up walls. You're going to have to shout your way into your victory and bring those walls down. Hallelujah! Clap unto the Lord, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise God. You know, he said, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hallelujah! You got to shout the victory. Praise God. Every morning when you wake up, the devil is going to tell you, well, you know, You're not going very far today because I put walls. You say, no, the walls are coming down. I'm going to shout the praise of the Lord. I'm going to shout the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise God. If you know how to shout the victory and the praise of the Lord, the Bible says, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. If you know how to make the praise of the Lord to be glorious and the voice of His praise to be heard in the morning, then those walls will come crumbling down. Hallelujah. No walls can stand up against the high praises of God. When you begin to praise and exalt the beauty of holiness, when you begin to magnify the Lord, when you begin to say, the Lord is a man of war. Hallelujah. When you call Him by His name and say, you are the Lord of hosts, He will stand up on your behalf. Hallelujah. One time, a captain of the Lord's hosts came to, you know, this man. He said, are you for us or against us? You know, the captain of the Lord's host said, look, I am for the Lord. Amen. So, you know, you are the one that's going to get on the Lord's side. Amen. You know, God's not going to do our agenda. He has His own agenda. But when your life lines up with His agenda, then you got it, said the Lord. You got what you want. If you can line yourself up with God's agenda. And He said, I am the, you know, captain of the Lord's host. And as the captain of the Lord's host, I'm now come. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord of hosts is His name. He's a man of war. Hallelujah. And if you praise Him like that and tell Him how great He is, well, my goodness, He's going to flex His arms. The Bible says His right arm and His only arm has gotten Him the victory. God will flex His muscles on your behalf. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Praise God. But it's your praises that will make Him do that. Amen. In Psalm 67 and verse 5, it said, let the people praise me. Let the people praise the Lord. Amen, folks. Let the people praise the Lord. See? And I was praying, and the Lord said to me last night, yeah, let the people praise me. And the walls will come tumbling down. Amen, folks. If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. That's right. He said, let your people praise me. Psalm 67 and verse 5. And listen to verse 6. He said, look, when the people praise the Lord, then and only then shall the earth yield her increase. Those things that have been held up will come unto you abundantly. When you praise the name of the Lord. I say, God, even our God shall begin to bless us when we praise the name of the Lord. Let the people praise thee. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's look at verse 7 of Psalm 67. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verse 9. The Bible says, if we receive the witness of man, then the witness of God is greater. Now, what is the witness of man? And I'm going to tell you what the witness of God is in a minute. But first of all, let me tell you what the witness of man is. The witness of man is you turn on the television, Eyewitness News, or you pick up the newspaper, or you read on the internet or whatever, all this bad news that's happening. You know, you were not there. You listened to Eyewitness News. You were not there, but you believe it anyhow. Every time you turn on the TV, you take what you see on TV as though it was the gospel. They're telling you something happened in Washington. You're not there, but you believe it. Why? Folks, if you receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater.
And this is the witness of God. Sing and shout aloud, for God has already done it. He has already, not he's going to do it. He has already done it. He said to Joshua, I have given Ai into your hand. I have given Jericho into your hand, but you must go there and you must possess it. You cannot stand on this side of the wall and say, God has given it to me. No, you've got to compass the wall around by your presence and bring those walls down. And then you can go in and possess your possession. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, there is a story there as well. Hallelujah. The enemies of the people of God, they were much more than they could handle. They were so great that fear began to fall upon everybody. Now this was in the days of Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. But Jehoshaphat, he feared the Lord. You know, so as they begin to pray, you know, Jehoshaphat, listen to what happened in Second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, and even the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but is the Lord's. Amen. Now that is the witness of God to you here this morning. And he said, look, what you are going to do is this. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. And he told them, you know, how they are going to do it and so forth. Verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that was a witness of God through the spirit of prophecy right in the midst of the congregation. But look at Jehoshaphat. When he heard that in verse 18, what did he do? When Jehoshaphat heard it, he bowed his head with his face to the ground because he believed the word of God. And he worshipped. Hallelujah. He worshipped. And he said, here's what I'm going to do, you know. And he looked for those people who were skilled in the art of praise. He said, because the Lord has already done it. He went, you know, he said, look, first of all, you folks, you need to believe in the Lord your God. You know, isn't it wonderful to have a king that also believes the Lord? Amen. Amen. A king ordered his people, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. And he told them, and when he had consulted among the people, verse 21, he appointed singers unto the Lord, you know, because, you know, his great-grandfather David had told them how to appoint singers and so forth. So he appointed singers unto the Lord, and he said that these singers should praise the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. He looked for the people that were skilled in the art of praises and skilled, you know, and so forth. He found some of the sons of Asaph and some of these people and so forth. And he said, look, I want you to go before the army. Amen, folks. Jehoshaphat put his singers, he sent them out before the army. And to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, Jehoshaphat did not put the praises behind the army. He did not wait until the victory was physically in his hands before he would praise the Lord. As soon as he heard the witness of God, he appointed singers and put them in front of the battle. Hallelujah, folks. Now that's how you win the war. That's how you bring down your enemies. And listen to this, folks. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, hallelujah, Now that's something that the Lord stirs the Lord up. When there is real praise, it stirs the Lord up. The Lord will be stirring himself as in the valley of Gibeon. Hallelujah. He will be stirring himself as in Mount Perazim. Hallelujah. He will stand up. He will blast with his nostrils. Amen. He will thunder from heaven on your behalf. When you begin to praise the glory of the Lord, when you begin to praise the beauty of holiness, and when you do not look at the circumstances, but you look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. And these people began to praise the Lord. And it came to pass when they began to sing and to praise, that the Lord himself set ambushments. Amen. Against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come up against Judah and so forth. And they were smitten. How did the Lord do it? No, there were three companies. You know, so he took company A to go against company B. And he took company B to go against company C. And he took company C to go against company A. And they were all destroying each other. Hallelujah. And they left Israel alone. They faced each other. The Lord just confused them. They didn't know who they were fighting. They destroyed one another. And the children of Israel, the whole time, they were just singing, the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. That's all they were singing. Folks, I tell you something. You know, there is nothing like praise. Amen. Nothing like praise to bring down those walls. We can break down barriers. We can break down walls. We can do all things. You know, all the things that have eluded you up until now. Promises of God that devil have put up walls of Jericho so that you won't get to. As you begin to shout the praises and the glory of the Lord, those walls are going to come tumbling down. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I have found this written on the subject of praise like nothing else that has been written. This was written by my former pastor many years ago. And he said, this is a dynamic subject of praise. It is the rewarder of youth. This is a secret place of thunder wherein the Lord answers back. He said, by praising him, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul. Hallelujah. And giving you a healthy body. My goodness. Through praises, you can get all this. That's right. He said, praise will drive out the infirm spirits. And praise will loosen the bones. He said, heart trouble will not overcome you. And should you have it, it will leave you. He said, praising the Lord continually will make the heart to be happy. And the body will be joyful in health. He said, your eyes will sparkle. And your vision will become plainer. All of this by praising the Lord. Amen. He said, by eating lightly, folks. By eating lightly. And praising him will intensify these things even more. He said, also, even the dullness of ears, amen, shall hear sharply through praising the Lord. He said, even your complexion, oh my goodness, your complexion, your hair, and your lips shall take on a beautiful glow. Amen. Amen, folks. And every time I read this, I always say, Avon can't touch this. Praise God. Praises will make you to grow in the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. No skin product, none of these things can even touch this. They're no match for the praises of God. When you praise the Lord, the Shekinah of glory of the Lord will be around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My goodness, he said, by praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Some of you have heard that song. By praising him,
of wounds. You will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Let us praise the Lord. That's where it came from.
By praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah.
Why? Because the Lord inhabits the praises of his people.
And when you are praising the Lord like that, he's going to come near. And his chariots with him. The train of the Lord will come near when there is genuine praise.
Hallelujah. And it goes on and on and on. And he says, look, praising renews the youth. It renews the strength. Hallelujah. And it gives us and allows us an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to speak. Amen? When you begin to praise the Lord. How many of you ever noticed that when you are in real praise, that's when the Holy Ghost speaks to you?
When you are in praising the Lord. When you are praising the beauty of holiness.
Even the Bible says, on the day of Pentecost and throughout the Acts of the Apostles, every time they received the Holy Ghost, all those things they were speaking in tongues, they were magnifying God. They were speaking the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah, folks. When you are speaking the wonderful works of God, when you are speaking the great things that God has done, the Holy Ghost will speak to you. Amen. He will guide you and he will cause the light to shine upon your ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. He said, also, prosperity is as close as one's lips if he can continually praise the Lord. Amen, folks.
And I dare say, folks, your victory is within your reach if you can shout and if you can praise the beauty of holiness.
Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet here this morning, folks. Let's shout a victory. And let's bring down some walls. Amen. Amen, folks. Now, there may be walls.
Sure. Jericho was a fortified city. Sure. The children of Ammon and Mount Seir and all of these people, they were fortified. They were many, many times more than the children of Israel. Of my children of Judah. But I tell you something, folks. The praises of the Lord shifted the scale in favor of Judah. Amen. Amen, folks. The praises of the Lord. All they had to do was praise the Lord.
And then the Lord fought the battle himself. I tell you, folks, something. The angel of the Lord, he can slay 185,000 in one night. He can move like that and just slay everybody. Hallelujah. He can put down your enemies so fast, your head will speak. You know, you don't even need to waste your time worrying about that. You just concentrate on praising the Lord. Some people spend all their time saying, my enemy is doing this, somebody is doing this, somebody is doing that. That's because your eyes are not on the Lord.
Right.
If your eyes are on the Lord, it wouldn't matter. What somebody, in fact, nobody can do nothing.
Right.
It will be like a boomerang. When they send it forth, it will turn around, come back to themselves. That's exactly right. Because you've got this invisible force field. Hallelujah. You've got the shield around you. It comes from praising the Lord. It generates a force field. Folks, I'm telling you the truth. I know it. I have it. I've seen it. I believe it with all my heart. You know, the praises of the Lord will make even the ground to sing under you. Amen. Praise God.
You will walk and feel like a king. You will not have your head bowed down. Those walls will come tumbling down. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. With a voice that cries out. Somebody shout on the Lord. throne, saith the Lord. I lay in Zion a rock, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, and a sure foundation.
Yes.
He that believeth on him, whose name is Jesus Christ, he shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot exact upon you anymore, because you are covered with the Shekinah glory of the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord, they run to and fro throughout all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are made perfect before him through praising the Lord and walking righteously. Amen. The eyes of the Lord, they are called the holy watchers. They walk to and fro and they bring the Lord a report. God doesn't need to go anywhere. The whole universe is inside his belly. Amen. The eyes of the Lord, they are the holy watchers. They go back and forth and they come back and say unto the Lord, your son, all is well with him. Amen. He's believing the Lord. Praise God. And God says, you know, when he has such report, he said, that's right. You know, and he calls for those angels and said, you go down there and you make sure that what he is believing for comes to pass. Hallelujah! Praise God. That's how it operates. You know, and I've seen the angels of the Lord bringing a good report concerning every one of you. Amen?
Amen.
I see God walking in your favor.
Amen.
I see the eyes of the Lord, which are the holy watchers. They've gone to and fro, and they come back to the Lord and say, all is at rest concerning your saints. Amen, folks.
Now, don't disappoint the Lord. Don't even give the devil the pleasure of thinking that he got you down.
Amen.
Folks, did you hear me?
Yes.
Don't give the devil the pleasure. I'm never going to let the devil think he gets me down, because he can never do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You say, why? That's a little boastful. No, because he that is in within me is greater than he that is without.
Hallelujah. You don't need to take a back seat for the devil. You don't need to back down from the devil. You don't need to cower before the devil. You need to say it like it is. Jesus said, I am from above. And he told them, ye are from beneath. You think Jesus was being boastful? He was saying it like it is.
Yes.
He said, look, if I do not say the truth, if I do not say that I know him, then I'll be a liar like you. He said, but I, for this purpose, I was born. For the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the truth of God is that the saints shall take back the kingdom of God.
Yes.
The Bible says, when the time of the promise drew near, he said, there came a time that the saints of the Most High possessed the kingdom.
Amen.
Folks,
amen.
It is time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is time, folks. I want us to do something very special here this morning. I'm going to ask us to shout the victory. I'm going to ask us to run around this place.
Amen.
You say, well, you know, that sounds a little foolish. Well, you know, God uses the foolish things of this world.
Right.
He takes the best things, the things that are rejected and despised of men.
Yes.
Those are the things that God uses.
Glorious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. One time the man of God, he said, you know, go wash in the sea and so forth. He's, you know, go wash over here and say, what? Are there not beautiful lakes and swimming pools in Syria? Why should I go wash in this dirty sea? Well, if he hadn't done it, his leprosy would not have been healed.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So here's the word of the Lord tonight. I mean this morning. We are going to shout the victory.
Amen.
We are going to praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are going to run around this place.
Amen.
And we're going to bring down those walls.
Amen.
And I want the praise team to come on up. Praise God. Now folks, I want you to practice the shout. You know, some of you don't know how to shout. Do I have some Cherokees in the house? Some of you don't know how to do the war dance, you know. Folks, we are on the winning side. You need to know how to do the war dance. Amen.
Oh, I know how to do the war dance. I don't know. Maybe it's because I got some Indian blood inside of me. I don't know what it is, but I love that Cherokee dance.
My goodness, I can dance, and the devil, he will kiss the dust.
I dance my way to victory all the time.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Now, folks, I want you to practice. I want everybody to shout hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to say with me, clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, they probably didn't practice that song, they probably don't know it, but a lot of people know this song here. Clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God, the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God, the voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise him, praise him, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, oh
come on, clap your hands,
shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, oh ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise him, praise him, shout unto God with a voice of praise.
Hallelujah! All right, that's the song. That's the song. I think we practice it now. I think we know the song now. Amen. So we are going to shout the victory. I want you dancing around this place. Never mind about the offering and so on. You know, we take up an offering later. Right now, I want you to shout the victory. I want you to shout the praises of the Lord. And I want you to go around this place. Come out from, some of you are so inhibited, you know. And this is the house of the Lord, folks. And I know some of you. You used to go to those nightclubs and so on. And dig it down. But when it comes to praising the name of the Lord, you'll stand there as if you are so holy. You know. Folks, David took up his kingly garment. And he flew away. He threw away his crown. He said, away with this crown. Away with all this nonsense. I'm going to get down before the Lord. Hallelujah.
So I want you to shout the victory. I want to see you run around this place. And in your mind, folks, I want you to zero in. Zero in on the walls of Jericho that are in your life. Zero in. It may be your children. It may be your job situation. It may be your marriage. It may be finances, it may be education, it may be whatever. Zero in on those walls of Jericho. And they are going to come down. Let the people praise me, he said.
Yeah.